Testing. Testing. 1, 2. We still have no audio.
It's weird.
Testing. Hello. Testing. Testing. Can you guys hear me? Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Hello and welcome to this WAP Doesn't Lie podcast, a show about what killed George Floyd. Call in at 203-321-3078 and tell us what you think. Now here is your host, Felix Andreoni.
Hey, hey! I hope we got this audio situation cleared up. I don't know. We'll wait until someone comes in the room to see if we do. It's a little odd. We have some crazy things going on.
You know, you hit the record button tonight.
What?
You hit the record button tonight.
Yeah, so?
Maybe that messed it up. I don't know. We didn't hit the record
button. That has nothing to do with it.
I don't know.
We'll wait till someone comes in the room and see if they can hear us.
I didn't get a pod notification yet. Podbean notification yet either.
No?
No.
I don't know what's going on. All right. Well, we're talking about George Floyd, and we just went over about his arrest record and how large it is. Can you guys hear me? PBG.
That's me.
Can you hear me?
Well, I have headphones on. That's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have to have headphones in that, right? Well, we have to wait for someone else to come in the room. The audio bar is moving, so I guess, but it's moving very strangely. Who's tapping?
Me.
Why are you tapping?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I should shut off this.
Mario has joined us in the live studio.
Mario! Hey, Mario, can you hear us tonight? We're having a little difficulty with the audio. Hey, can you hear us? Can you guys hear us tonight? All right, they can hear us. They can hear us. Now, getting back to George Floyd, you guys want to call in? 203-321-3078. I would be happy to hear what your thoughts are on this issue with George Floyd. You could also call in through the Podbean app, which probably would be better if you guys can do that. And Ann, what were you saying before we got rudely cut off?
I was talking about the relationship, pre-existing relationship between Derek and Floyd.
And
Derek and Floyd knew each other for 17 years. They worked at the same bar. Chauvin worked outside and Floyd worked inside as a security guard. The name of the club is El Nuevo Rodeo.
Uh-huh.
And a former co-worker said that Derek, we're talking about Derek's attributes, he was extremely aggressive within the club with some of the minority patrons, and that became an issue. Another coworker, David Penny, said that the two, meaning Floyd and Chauvin, once had a beef over paychecks.
All right.
David said at this particular club, Floyd worked inside and Chauvin was part of the security detail outside. When paychecks were handed out, they were given to the inside security detail, who were then tasked with handing out the checks to the outside detail.
Mm-hmm.
In one instance, Chauvin took an issue with how much he was being paid and inexplicably blamed Floyd.
Of course.
Chauvin basically blamed the messenger when it was their manager who's cut the checks and would have been should have been the sole focus of his anger.
Let us back in, so we're live.
Well, that's great news.
Yes.
El Nuevo Rodeo was, interestingly, in the neighborhood where they had all that damage, you know, and pilfering.
Yes.
And burning down. Guess what happened to the club?
What happened?
Nothing. It was left standing alone with pillage and ruin all around it.
That's weird.
Isn't that odd? Very interesting.
Hey, when you guys call in, I'd like to see what your opinion is about this whole ordeal with George Floyd. I mean, you know, I don't think everyone knows all the facts.
Well, let's keep talking about Chauvin Derek. He had 18 complaints against on his official record, two of which ended in discipline, including.
We got a caller coming in. Let's take this. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Felix, Ann.
Hey, what's happening, Matt?
How's it going?
Good. What's your thoughts on this George Floyd issue?
The only thing I'm going to say is due process, and then that's it. I'll just keep my mouth shut, but what? I just wanted to throw that in there, and then, you know, I would insist on due process in every single case. But other than that, I agree with all the things you were saying. So really, at the end of the day, I don't.
Facebook, we're on Podbean. Yeah, hold on. Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
When it comes to due process, do you think that the civil case having been decided for $27 million and then the judge deciding to keep the trial in Minneapolis and starting at the date March 29th when it's set to start, do you think that, you know, is putting them off on a good foot? Has due process already been compromised, or do you think that that will have no effect on fairness of the trial?
For the police officer, you mean? Talking about for the police officer?
Yes, for the police officer, yes. Third degree.
Okay, so I didn't know that's what, I should have been more specific. I was saying for George Floyd. So I agree that he's like a career criminal, it sounds like.
Yeah,
and, I didn't even know all those facts. So as far as that goes, I mean, it's clearly he was not a great guy. The only thing is that I would always insist on due process for criminals, even if they're career criminals, you know. But of course, my comment is assuming that it was intentional, that his death was intentional.
Yeah.
And so that's why I just want to kind of keep my mouth shut, because the only thing I would add to this whole conversation would be due process, except that that's only assuming that his death was intentional. So really, I really don't have much of an opinion on this, because I don't have enough facts. Sorry. But I just wanted to call and say hello.
All right.
Well, the charge has been reinstated to be third degree murder. And the definition of third degree murder is the unlawful killing of a human being when perpetrated without any design to effect of death by a person engaged in the perpetration of or in the attempt to perpetrate. So that's what this trial's about for Derek Chauvin. That's what it's the third degree has been reinstated. And I really think the crux of the trial is going to be Floyd's physical state at the time of the arrest.
Yeah.
All the drugs he was in, the COVID he had, that he couldn't breathe because of COVID. His severe heart diseases, you know, as a result of all the drugs he's been taking. I really think that's going to be the crux of the whole trial, is whether or not the knee on the neck caused or didn't cause the Floyd's death.
Right.
It'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. There's clearly plenty to suggest that the officer didn't even kill him. So exactly. So really my comment is kind of moot, really, at this point.
Yeah.
It may not even be relevant, which is, you know, so that's why I really don't know that I should be commenting in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, but it is our intent not to comment on the trial, but just to you know, bring people up to date, be sure they when they're watching the trial, which is going to be live, by the way, that they'll be able to have an informed point of view. I really think that's what it comes down to. It's technicality.
You know what I like? Mm-hmm. You know what I like that you guys are doing right now is that you're being objective. You're being objective about a situation that is very emotionally charged, you know? And it's cool that you're being objective about this and that you're considering all the related facts. It's very rare to see people do that. Typically, what I've experienced or what I've observed is that people just go with what they feel rather than being so objective. And it's really refreshing to see that you're doing this.
Well, you know, like I said before, I don't know all the facts. And I'm not even making a call on it, but I can report what I saw in the video when he was first pulled over.
Right.
Another update to the trial that's happened recently is the judge is allowing some past history from George Floyd to be introduced into the trial. Let me see if I can find it exactly.
What kind of history?
You have to move on because I have to look for it from these papers.
That's all right.
I wonder if there are similar circumstances surrounding the Eric Garner trial. Was that his name? Eric Garner? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder if there were similar circumstances. I mean, he was 400 pounds. I'm sure that contributed to his health. I can imagine.
Sure.
Yep. What amazed me with him, concerning him, is he was selling cigarettes on the street corner, and these cops went up and choked him out and killed him. I mean, you're going to do something like that over a cigarettes? Are you kidding?
I know.
That was more upsetting to me than a lot of them that I've been seeing. And again, what I'm saying is, you know, I know a lot of cops, and the majority of the ones I know are good.
Well,
you know, they're not out there to try to, you know, mess someone up.
The judge is allowing some evidence from George Floyd's 2019 arrest to be introduced in this trial. Let me see. Cahill said that the two arrests are remarkably similar. The one in 2019 and this one. But the jurors can only hear evidence from the 2019 arrest that is related to Floyd's medical state, not his emotional behavior, since that pertains to the death in the 2020 incident. So I really think the lawyers in this case are going after the fact that he did not die as a result of the knee. He was already ill in other ways. Another thing we haven't touched on, and this is interesting byproduct of this case, is Derek Chauvin's wife filed for divorce. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Her name is Kelly Chauvin, and she was a former beauty queen. She filed for divorce only a few days after this whole incident. And they agreed a deal to give almost all of his assets to her, leading some lawyers to speculate that it could have been a divorce of convenience to dodge civil lawsuits. So the settlement was rejected initially by the judge. Judge Freeman, and she said in the ruling that judges can deny an uncontested agreement between a couple if the transfer features badges of fraud. So the judge didn't allow the divorce to go through. I don't think I've ever heard of that before. And because the judges were realizing they're trying to hide assets, when Chauvin is on trial and paying for his legal fees and all the rest of it. So it is a very rare ruling and something else that's just a byproduct of this whole debacle.
And then they have two autopsies. One was conducted by the state, and the other one the family members had done.
Right, and both of them had the same conclusion. He had traumatic heart disease, and he had COVID during that.
The woman filing for divorce, am I getting the wrong end of the stick here? Is she the wife of the police officer?
Kelly's the wife of the cop, Derek Chauvin.
So, is it possible that maybe she just was filing for divorce to protect herself?
I think so.
Assuming that this is probably most likely going to wind up being a conviction?
No, I wouldn't say a conviction. It would most likely going to cost, you know, zillions of dollars in legal fees. And I guess they didn't want their account deleted. Yeah, I don't think any stamp on guilt or innocence, but it's all about the, you know, practicality of being involved in this trial.
Well, plus, I mean, she must have had, she has to go into hiding or some kind of a witness protection program.
The judge did grant her request to change her name.
Yeah.
So that's been done, but Judge Freeman denied the request for divorce.
The only thing that really pissed me off about this whole thing was after this happened, and then this Black Lives Matter movement kicked up. The Democrat really did nothing.
Uh-huh. Well, except for the Minneapolis mayor, who was a bleeding heart.
They did absolutely nothing. They were encouraging the rioting.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched it on TV. A lot of the Democratic senators and Congress people were encouraging them to riot. And that's a shame, especially when you had them going up to people's cars, dragging them out the car, and beating the crap out of them for no reason at all.
Well, I have an interesting story about that. One of my many nieces lives in Minneapolis, this cute little ranch that she just fixed up. And she's terrified. And this is her first time through anything like this. So the neighbors came over and showed them how to board up their house in preparation for the trial. And they're all on pins and needles, and they've installed extra locks. And they're terrified, the two of them. They're 29 years old. They're just terrified about the whole thing.
That's a shame.
But they did find some nice neighbors, people willing to help them and guide them through the process. So it isn't all, you know, interesting things, byproducts come out of that.
Hey, Matt, where are you driving today?
I'm actually working at and in fact, right now I'm headed into a freight facility to pick up some freight.
Oh, all right. Where are you heading to?
I think I'm just going to be local here in Chicago.
Hey, what do you think? Did you see the TV when the president broke his ass going up to Air Force One? He like fell down three times.
No.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he
see
fell
that.
Down three.
It's really, it's not cool.
Three times.
All right, let's keep talking.
That guy, it sounded just like that.
I have some more interesting data about the trial itself. Would you like to hear about the jurors that have been chosen already?
Steve said, I'm starting to feel bad for him.
Yeah.
This is about as bad as I feel for Biden when he fell. When I watched it, this is how I felt.
Please. It's not. It's sad. I think it's tragic.
He doesn't belong president.
Right.
Mentally, physically unfit. Actually, I think he's a hazard to the United States. He needs to go.
Sleepy Joe, here you go.
He's an asshole. He needs to go.
Let me tell you about the jury for the Chauvin trial. Would you like to hear about it?
Yes.
It'll have, you know, tremendous impact on the way it goes. To date, 13 jurors have been chosen.
Uh-huh.
5 men and 8 women. Isn't that odd? Why so many women?
That's kind of odd.
So they're going after the bleeding heart, maybe? It's interesting to understand, try to guess the lawyer's intent.
What about, is half black and half white?
Well, let me tell you about that. And there's two alternates. The racial makeup of the jury is a key concern. 7 jurors are white of the 13. That's more than half.
Well, I'm surprised.
2 are multiracial and 4 are black.
Well, why didn't the people representing Floyd object to that?
I don't know. The court Friday added its 13th juror, a white woman in her 50s. She's a self-described animal lover with a passion for affordable housing.
Oh, isn't that nice?
They need one more juror. So here's the jury. A white woman in her 40s who works in insurance and loves the state of Minnesota. A black woman in her 60s who's retired from marketing. She loves spending time with her grandkids. So which way is she going to go?
Yep.
A white nurse in her 50s who works with ventilated COVID patients. A mixed race woman in her 40s who works for a company reorganization. A black man in his 40s who works in management. A and lived in the county for 2 decades. A white woman in her 50s works in healthcare and likes to ride her motorcycle. Maybe she goes to the club.
Yeah.
Let me see. A white woman.
Hey, Matt, we'll let you go. You sound busy.
Yes, I Sarah couldn't participate more.
No worries. Glad you called.
All right. Later, Matt. Be safe.
A black man in his 30s who works in banking and teaches youth sports. A white woman in her 50s who works at a nonprofit, single mother of 2 teenage boys. A black man in his 30s who works in techs and immigrated from Africa to the United States.
That's the jury?
Almost done. A white auditor in his 30s, a mixed race woman in her 20s who says she's super excited to serve. Oh, dear Lord. You're in the headlights there.
I bet she is.
A white chemist in his 20s who plays Ultimate Frisbee. The jury selection encountered some setbacks this week, though.
Why?
There was a debate among whether or not they could be unbiased after the reveal of the civil case for the $27 million.
Well, that's a big problem, because when you already awarded the family millions and millions of dollars and the case has not even started yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how could this cop get a fair trial?
Well, to answer that question, the defense attorney says, his name is Eric Nelson. He's the lead defense attorney.
Yep.
He told the prospective juror that the trial is not about race.
Well.
So it's about Floyd's physical state at the time of his death. That's what this trial is going to be about. Well, I'm sure of it.
I think it should be.
Well, listen. Is a defense attorney.
Listen, unless you have some kind of evidence that we don't know about, that no one read, that this cop is a racist and he has done this before, you know, or you have some kind of recording of this policeman, you know, talking racist, then that's different. Then it can become racist.
Well,
if you have that evidence,
it feels like in the record he was aggressive.
You want my personal opinion? This is my personal opinion about the case from what I've seen up to now.
Tell me. Yes.
First of all, if you get pulled over by the police, you need to do what they want you to do. Number one. And when he originally got pulled over, if you guys watched the video, he was still in his car. He was telling them he couldn't breathe. And nobody was choking him out. Nobody was even grabbing him. They were trying to get him out the car. And he was screaming, "Don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. I can't breathe." And this went on for 20 minutes. They had him handcuffed. He wouldn't even get back in the police car. They had to force him to get in the police car, and he was still saying he couldn't breathe. Okay. I guess when they took him out, that's when Derek showed up and put his knee on his neck in the ground. Now, did that actually kill him? I think everything that happened that day, this is my personal opinion now, happened because of his heart condition. I don't think he would have died straight out like that. The man was high as a kite, because you could see it. And I think as a result from the police officer putting his foot on his neck and all the stress that was surrounding this man, because he was resisting constantly. If you watch the video before Derek put his knee in his neck, this is what I'm talking about. He was resisting. He didn't want to get in a police car. He's ranting and raving. I think that from the combination of all that caused him to have a heart attack. He died.
He died of a cardiopulmonary arrest. That's what the autopsy said.
And if that's the case,
this was the
if
not from strangulation or I don't know.
Yeah, like, if that.